Welcome to another Daily Financial Market Report. Today is April 13th, and it is a Tuesday, okay? And the markets are still going through the storm. Now, I decided to title this broadcast episode, Hold On Just a Little Longer. Hold on just a little longer. Sometimes when we're not keeping things into the proper perspective, it can easily kind of knock us off course. I talked about this on yesterday's broadcast as far as keeping things on the right view, the proper view, the long-term view. And I know sometimes it may actually seem a bit redundant, okay? But I will say this. It is absolutely necessary, for us to understand the importance of keeping that perspective in front of us at all times. Yesterday, I kind of touched on the fact that it can easily be difficult, at least from my perspective, as someone who is trying to educate, as an educator, attempting to educate a group of individuals who the thought already comes from a short-term perspective. Okay, and when I say that, I don't ever want anyone to get the wrong idea as though I'm either complaining or either as though I'm putting any group of people down. I'm not doing that at all because first and foremost, you know, when you point a finger, you have, four or three pointing back at you, right? So there's no way that I can just sit and point a finger because I've been in that same position. If anything, I can come from the perspective of empathy. I can empathize. I can understand. I've been there before. In fact, there's a perspective of this work where I can easily... can I say it? I can easily get stuck on point. And this is one of the areas that I teach to my students who take the mentorship program. I've used this analogy. In fact, I used it yesterday. But from the mountaintop, from the high peak of the mountaintop where everything is so serene, everything is so surreal, where the environment is so peaceful, where everything is clear-minded, you're able to think clearly, that's very important. It's very important as a long-term investor that you have the ability to think clearly, to see the whole panoramic 360 viewpoint. Okay? And then when you go down and you leave that area and the noise quality starts to increase, there's a lot of noise, even in the market. When you go in lower to a smaller perspective of the market, you're ready to hear the noise that accompanies that smaller perspective of the market. Be ready. Know what you're going to get yourself to. So anyhow, as I go to that area, it's a few of the research, And I use the analogy of going down to the city where all the hustle and bustle takes place, and all the noise and the commotion and the running to and fro and the up and down and all over the place, all these things take place. What ends up happening is this. You can easily get caught up in the current. It's necessary to actually go down to smaller windows to actually get a better perspective, but don't allow the normal day-to-day hustle and bustle.
Financial market report.
And I see this as more and more people start to enter into the market, like into the financial markets. I'm starting to see this on a regular basis. On a constant, regular basis. What is that? What am I seeing on a constant, regular basis? I'm seeing more and more people coming, and they're being caught right at the front door of the online financial marketplace world. They're not being taught the proper perspective. They're not being taught the correct mindset on how to approach the financial market. More and more, and you know what? And what's even crazier? Oh my goodness. I'm really going to go down the rabbit trail here. I'm asking myself, should I? And yeah, I should, because it's important to bring up these issues. Because many of you who are listening to this, this is going to be very important for you guys to understand. Especially if you're new. And even if you're not new and you've been in this game for who knows how long, put a number on it. It doesn't mean anything if you're not getting the proper understanding and the proper education to truly understand how to approach the market. And if you're approaching it the wrong way, well, guess what? You're going to get plenty of wrong results. Now, some of you guys might be taking this a whole nother way. So you're taking the perspective that we're giving here at Wynn University of the long-term perspective, which is truly how the market should be looked at. It doesn't mean that you ignore the short-term perspective, because that's the flip side of the coin. Can't talk about one without the other. Can't talk about the technical analysis without the fundamental analysis. So certain assets, speculators have a full hold on, a full control. Sometimes they have long-term control. Or what may appear to be long-term control. That's what we're seeing right now. So for about a week now, we've seen pretty much all red throughout the market, especially the forex market. A little bit above what we saw last week. I don't have a chart in front of me right now, the MAS chart, calendar chart, but somewhere around the 40 percentile range. Maybe a little higher than 40%, whatever, but it's still forming nonetheless. Even this morning, although I don't have the MAS ready, but still, nonetheless, even this morning, a quick overview before I got on this broadcast, I was able to see the same thing. Stormy forex market, just for the forex market. The dollar is taking pressure. A lot of these assets that whose normal direction is one way are taking, you know, an opposite direction. That's considered a storm, especially when it's multiplied by more than one. Well, it's about that time where we take a commercial break. I'll see you guys after.
Did you close your account after one storm? Don't be that guy.
Be that girl.
To succeed, you must endure through our long-term strategy. Be That guy. That guy. That guy. Shout out to Forex Helper members. Thank you. Salute.
Thank you.
All right. Guys, you must have the proper perspective. You have to keep everything in the proper perspective. So I'm attempting to use the analogy of a bridge to bridge you over from that one school of thought that's so pervasive. It's prevalent everywhere. And I said I was going to go down a rabbit hole, although I didn't really want to at the beginning, but I did not. I did say that I will, because it is important for a lot of you guys to go down this rabbit hole with me and have the proper understanding and where I'm coming from. I'm going to get to my point, hopefully, because I'm on a short time on this broadcast as well. And also, just to give an announcement, I know it's been a while since Business Counselor has been online. He will be with us shortly. So just be patient. Bear with us. For those of you who are used to just hearing me ramble on, you know, hello. You're going to hear some more of this until we get everything back in order from that perspective. But here, what am I talking about? As far as more and more new people, we got a new generation of traders that are going to make the people on top very happy because they're training them already to be speculators. And then not only that, but they're opening the floodgates for even more and more speculators to join in. So we have even a larger crowd of people who were not interested before in online trading, but now, because of the environment that we're in, where a lot of these, here, for example, let me just be clear and straight. You got a lot of people like that are into this Robinhood app or what's another popular one out there? There are a lot of different ones. Oh, even Cash App offers now the option to buy stocks, okay? So you have a lot of these apps that are these type of, I don't know how you would call it, but they're open to the public apps to get them involved in investing, okay? Then you have Acorn. You know, all these other types of companies out there that are promoting themselves to the masses as a way for them to obtain wealth. Unfortunately, there aren't a lot of people out there that are instructing them and giving them the right education on the proper perspective and the proper approach. And see, that's the problem. So you have more and more people who have been a part of this whole online trading world, now being part of this online trading world, that are not being taught the right way and the right way on how to approach it. And they have no clue on when to pull back. Now, the crazy thing about it is now they're coming in at a time when everything is going sky high. Okay, eventually they don't know that when it's time to pull back, when to pull back. That's one error that they're not being taught. The next error is they don't even get an option to sell. Okay, I have access to these apps, by the way, so I'm not putting down anybody who has access to these apps. But to only give someone the option to buy only and not short sell, you're setting them up for failure. You're setting them up for failure because in their minds, they don't have a clue what's going on, that what goes up must come down. And not only that, they have no clue that they could even participate in the actions of going down in value and make money while the asset is losing value. They can make money, but they won't know that, unfortunately. And that's a recipe for disaster, guys. I only got less than 10 seconds. I'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless.